KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Residents in parts of KwaZulu-Natal have been told to expect the resumption of water curtailments from next month. That's according to Umgeni Utugela Water. The utility says the restrictions will affect eThekwini, Msunduzi and Umgungundlovu municipalities. It says the move ensures compliance with national water regulations and protects future supply from the Umgeni River system. Spokesperson Siyabonga Maphumulo says although dam levels remain stable, it's crucial to plan for possible droughts. He says municipalities will inform residents of specific restrictions closer to the time.
This intervention is in keeping with the abstraction license conditions issued by the Department of Water and Sanitation, and which stipulate that Umgeni Utugela Water must not go above the set limits when abstracting water from dams. This is to safeguard the long-term sustainability of the system and to ensure water availability in times of low or no rainfall. The curtailments will involve a percentage reduction in water supplied to the affected municipalities.
Investigations are underway following two separate crashes in Mpumalanga province that claimed the lives of 10 people. Four people were killed on the R547 when the car they were travelling in lost control and overturned this morning. In another crash on the N12 between Dalmas and Emalahleni, six people were killed after an articulated truck crashed into another truck bus. Provincial Community Safety Spokesperson Mwedi Musi.
Truck bus was allegedly stationary on the road picking up workers who were going to the nearby farm for work. Six more people sustained serious injuries while 11 more passengers were slightly injured. The MEC says despite all efforts that government is putting in place in order to curb road crashes, more people continue to lose their lives out of these collisions.
NUMSA General Secretary Irvin Jim says they've secured a settlement agreement for fair severance packages for Goodyear tire workers. The union was in talks with the tire manufacturer last week after it announced plans to close its Nelson Mandela Bay plant in the Eastern Cape 2 months ago. The facility, which has been running since 1947, employed about 900 people. Goodyear says the shutdown forms part of its strategy to focus on other markets. Speaking at a Johannesburg briefing earlier, Jim said they rejected an initial 50,000 rand separation offer and workers will now receive lump sum payments.
There are 552 NUMSA members at Karicha plant. Out of this number, 355 members would get an average of 500,000. NUMSA members with 0 to 5 years of service will get a severance package that will take them to 234,000. 64 of NUMSA members who have 26 years of more service years will get an average package of 1 million. NUMSA also succeeded to push Goodyear to agree that 17 workers that were on fixed-term contract must also benefit.
The top story. Residents are in parts of KZN have been told to expect the resumption of water curtailments from next month. That's according to Umgeni Utugela Water. The utility says restrictions will affect eThekwini, Msunduzi and Umgungundlovu municipalities. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.